الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ الحمدللہ dear viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom and we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Always remember that gratitude, thankfulness takes you a very very long way in life. So when you are asked how are you doing, then always reply by saying alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single circumstances or state that I may be in. And when you do this, you would see much, much barakah, blessings, prosperity in your life, in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, today we have yet another beautiful topic of discussion, a very special one actually. And that is the prophetic household. Yes, and we are going to be discussing the excellences, the virtues, the grandeur of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the progeny, the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the views of Madani channel, before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved, there's a very beautiful narration wherein there was an individual who was a sinner, transgressed all the limits, and people despised him. People did not want to have any connection with him. So they would be detached from him to such an extent that when this person passed away, they took his body and they threw it into a dumpyard. And this person was an individual from the nation of Bani Israel. When this happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his beloved prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, my servant is at so and so place, go there, remove him from that place, give him ghusl, shroud him and give him a proper burial." So Musa alayhi salam knew that this individual, this person, he was sinful, transgressed all the limits, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he carried out the commandment of Allah. Thereafter, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam now wanted to know the wisdom behind it. So he humbly asked, "Ya Allah, what is the wisdom behind it?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that, "Oh Musa, indeed this person, this individual, yes, he was a sinner. Yes, he disobeyed me, he transgressed the limits. But he had a very beautiful habit. And that habit was, every time he opened the Torah to read, and he would come across the name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would send salawat upon my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kiss the beautiful name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah." Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this individual was from the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, from Bani Israel, who gained salvation, who gained such reward due to reciting salawat upon the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine you and I being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much mercy Allah ta'ala will be showering upon you and I, how much of reward you and I will be getting. So always make it a habit to abundantly recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all collectively with full of love send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be talking about the grandeur of the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important is it for you and I to love them? How important it is for you and I to respect them? And just to give you a glimpse, just to give you an understanding, an idea, there's a very beautiful narration, an incident actually, and this dates back to history, wherein there was a person by the name of Timur Lang. And he was the founder and the first ruler of the Timurid Empire. So he was born in 1336 CE and he passed away in 1405 CE at the age of 69 years old. And subhanAllah, he had memorized the Holy Quran by the age of 10 years old. Now, what's really interesting is, regarding this personality, Timur Lang, it's mentioned by Sheikh Zainuddin al-Baghdadi rahimahullah that Timur Lang, he was suffering from the final illness that caused his death. And one day, his face became very dark due to the intense grief and his complexion changed. After a while, when his condition became normal, when his condition stabilized, people informed him of the situation that, Hazrat, that your face had suddenly become dark and your complexion had changed due to the severity of the illness. How? So he says that I saw the angels of punishment. They were coming towards me and seeing them, I was overcome by intense sadness. And this caused my complexion to turn dark. And then soon after, subhanallah, I was blessed with the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was blessed with the vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and told the angels that leave him because he loves my offspring. Subhanallah, that is the Sayyids. Subhanallah. And upon hearing this, the angels, they returned. Now, Imam Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabahani rahimahullah, he mentions that after Timur Lang's demise, someone had a dream in which they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Timur Lang was also sitting nearby. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the person witnessing the dream that, O Muhammad bin Hassan, Timur loves my progeny. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So the pure offspring of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are blessed with a very high status, with a very lofty status. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. The translation from Ganzul Iman, that Allah only wants to remove every impurity from you, O family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to purify you completely. Subhanallah. Under this verse, the tafsir and the commentary of this verse in Tafsir Nurul Irfan, it is stated that this does not mean that before the revelation of this blessed verse, the pure Ahlul Bayt were ma'adallah, Allah forbid, sinners and were granted purity afterwards. No, it does not mean that. Rather, it means that, O Ahlul Bayt, Allah Ta'ala will not let you be defiled by the impurity of sins and bad morals. So from this, it is known that the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his pure offspring, they are free from sins. And also, Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah, he states that this same verse, this blessed verse, is the source of the excellences of the pure Ahlul Bayt. And this demonstrates the noble attributes and exalted status of the Ahlul Bayt. And it is known from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the Ahlul Bayt pure from all lowly characteristics. Indeed, anything that is not befitting the high status and rank, Allah ta'ala protects and saves them from it. Subhanallah. Look at the high rank, look at the status of the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may be wondering that who is included in the Ahlul Bayt? And this is a very beautiful and important question. So Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, he says that there are different opinions regarding who the Ahlul Bayt are, but it is more appropriate to say that all of the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his pure wives are the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem are also included amongst them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, it should be remembered here. And this is very, very important, right? That the Ahlul Bayt, they are mahfooz from sins. Meaning, they are protected from sins. But they are not masoom. Meaning, they are not infallible. Because only the prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam, and the angels, they are masoom. So mahfooz means that it is possible for them to commit sins, but Allah Ta'ala protects them. Allah Ta'ala saves them from sins. Whereas masoom, on the other hand, this means that those personalities for whom it is impossible to commit sins. Subhanallah. And furthermore, it should also be remembered that among the Sayyids, the high-ranking saintly personalities such as Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, as well as Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, Sayyidina Data Ganjbakhsh Ali Hajweri rahimahullah, they are also protected from sins. And other Sayyids, if they fall into sin, then insha'Allah, by the blessings and virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not be held accountable for their sins. Subhanallah. And in this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he says something so beautiful. He says that every Sayyid of true lineage, meaning that Sayyid who is truly in Allah's knowledge, from the offspring of Hasnain al-Karimain, is a part of the pure body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no part of the pure body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is deserving of Jahannam. And in another place, he mentions and he says that yes, with sound faith, meaning for that Sayyid whose faith, Iman, is sound, no matter what his deeds are, there is firm hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will not hold accountable in any way those whom he knows to be a Sayyid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at the Ahlul Bayt, the views of Madani channel, the beautiful and blessed offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, once it is narrated from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that a person performed cupping hijama on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the blessed and sacred blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from his blessed body, this person went behind a wall and guess what he did? He drank it. Allahu Akbar. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, what have you done with my blood? And this person replied, he said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was your blessed blood, Ya Rasulullah. And I did not wish to spill it on the ground. Now it is inside my stomach. Allahu Akbar. And upon hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him and said that, go, you have saved yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And also in Madarij al-Nubuwa, it's mentioned that on the occasion of the Battle of Uhud, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wounded, Sayyidina Malik bin Sinan radiallahu ta'ala anhu sucked and drank the blessed blood from those wounds. And upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the good news that whoever wishes to see a person of Jannah, to see a person of paradise, should look at him. Subhanallah. Now this is something for us to reflect, that if these noble companions, if those noble companions, alayhim ridwan, who drank the blessed blood that came out from the pure body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were saved from Jahannam and becoming deserving of Jannah, then how can the fire of Jahannam reach those pure personalities who are from that very blood, and that blessed blood flows in their veins? Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he so beautifully said that teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states that my Rabb has promised me that whoever among my Ahlul Bayt acknowledges the oneness of Allah and my prophethood, Allah Ta'ala will not punish him. Subhanallah. Now here, we have mentioned some of the companions who drank the blessed and pure blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's important for us to note that and remember that blood generally is unlawful, and it is not permissible to drink the blood of even a lawful animal, let alone a human, because blood is impure. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a unique status. He is incomparable. His blessed blood is not impure. Many, many noble companions, alayhim ridwan, they drank the blessed blood that came out from his pure body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forbid it. Subhanallah. The commentator of Bukhari Sharif, Imam Badruddin Al-Aini rahimahullah, he further states that the ruling regarding his blessed blood is not like that of ordinary humans. And any statement that implies the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equal to ordinary humans can only come from an ignorant, foolish person's mouth. How can his lofty rank, his lofty status be compared to ordinary humans? Allahu Akbar. Look at this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. You know, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's offspring, they also have a unique status. Subhanallah. There is no lineage, there is no progeny in the entire world like theirs. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he relates and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala divided creation into two categories and placed me in the most excellent category among them. And then Allah Ta'ala divided those two categories into three categories and placed me in the most excellent and best category among those three. And then Allah Ta'ala created tribes from those three categories and placed me in the most excellent and loftiest tribe. Then Allah Ta'ala divided the tribes into families and placed me in the most excellent and best family. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And do you know that there is a very special feature of the regarding the lineage of the Ahlul Bayt? Yes. Firstly, the lineage of the esteemed prophetic household is most noble. And along with this, a significant virtue of this pure and elevated lineage is that on the day of Qiyamah, on the terrifying day of Qiyamah, when all relationships and ties will break, when a mother will abandon her only child and a father will let go of his son's hand, this pure lineage will remain established. Allahu Akbar. The greatness of the Ahlul Bayt is such that their pure lineage is that blessed and strong rope that will never ever break. This lineage, it exists in this world, will exist in the grave, on the plane of resurrection, at the mizan, at the scales, on the bridge of Sirat. It will be beneficial everywhere. You know, it is narrated that one day someone said to the paternal aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the kinship with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not benefit you in the court of Allah. When the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know of this, a state of majesty came upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Bilal, gather all the people. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat upon the minbar, upon the pulpit, praised Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is the matter with those people who assume that my relationship will not benefit? On the day of Qiyamah, every familial and marital relationship will break except mine, for it remains connected in this world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Look at the special feature regarding the blessed lineage and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah, when all other ties will break, this blessed family, the Ahlul Bayt, this is such a progeny and lineage that even on the day of Qiyamah, it will not break. It will remain intact, safe and sound. Subhanallah. Imam Ibn Abidin Ash-Shami rahimahullah, he states that there are similar hadith with almost the same words are narrated through several chains. And there are many others that prove that the pure lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will certainly benefit his offspring. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. They will depart from this world in a good state and attain salvation in the hereafter. Because indeed the pure offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are greatly blessed in this world and in the hereafter. Now, here's another question for us to think about. And that is, on the day of Qiyamah, where will the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's offspring be? Subhanallah, where will they be on the day of Qiyamah? So alhamdulillah, just as the pure offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are leaders in this world, inshallah in the hereafter, they will also be peaceful and dignified, far from the fire of Jahannam and deserving of Jannah. And it is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran in Surah Tur, verse 21, the translation from Kanzul Iman, as for those who believed and their progeny followed them in faith, we have caused their progeny to join them and we do not decrease anything from their deeds. Subhanallah. In Tafsir Nurul Irfan, it is mentioned that this means if the offspring of the believers are believers, we will keep the offspring with their parents in Jannah, and we will not separate them. So from this it is known that the ranks of the offspring are elevated through the intercession of their parents, and the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not prophets, but they will be with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, in paradise. And so intercession is proven, and it is also known that a person of Jannah, a person of paradise, will remain in paradise with his family in such a way that if the father's rank is lower and the children's is higher, then the father will be elevated to be with his children. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So therefore, inshallah, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the offspring of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, also one of the special qualities of the sacred and blessed progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that they are a safeguard, they are a protection for this world until the day of Qiyamah. Because it's mentioned in a hadith wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "An-nujumu amanun li ahli as-sama wa ahlu bayti amanun li ahli al-ard," that the stars are security for the inhabitants of the heavens, and my Ahlul Bayt, they are security for the inhabitants of this earth. Subhanallah. In one narration also, it's mentioned and stated that my Ahlul Bayt are a safeguard for the inhabitants of the earth, and when my Ahlul Bayt are no more, at that time those signs will appear to the people of the earth, to the inhabitants of the earth, which they have been promised. What does this mean? This means, the scholars actually, they have mentioned that the passing away of the prophetic household from this world, from this dunya, is one of the signs of Qiyamah. That is when there is not a single Sayyid remaining in the world, then the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, will commence. What is the wisdom behind this? The wisdom in this is that the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, will come upon the worst of people. And whereas the esteemed prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the best of people in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we should love the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, there is much more to discuss pertaining to the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt, but for now, we do have a very melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much more inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine wale mera salam kehna,
tu سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
زائر طیبہ روزے پہ جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
مدینے والے
جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر آہ جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
مدینے والے
سفینہ جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ با ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر با ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
مدینے والے
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله أسألك شفاعة يا رسول الله أسألك شفاعة يا رسول الله زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی ہے یہ ہی آپ کا فرمان مدینے والے، میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں رسول عربی، مجھ کو مت بھولنا سلطان مدینے والے۔ جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہوں، تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہوں، میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر، میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے، سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ، وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ، سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر، تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے، پیارے پیارے وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے، دلکشوں دلکشا پیارے پیارے، ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر، ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے، فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی، کہنا عطار ہے شاہ عالی، ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی، تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر، تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے،
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله what a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us the ability to implement the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing this beautiful topic, the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have mentioned regarding the excellences, the exalted status, the grandeur of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have also mentioned that regarding the special feature, regarding the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the progeny and the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah, when all ties wouldn't be there, a mother would leave her child, a father would leave the hand of his son, the only tie that will be remaining is that of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, to go further on, we have to understand and realize that love for the Ahlul Bayt, for the pure offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is compulsory. Yes, and this is something that we have to remember. It's part of our faith. It's part of our iman. So that's why it is wajib. It is necessary upon all of us to love and to have devotion for all the sons, for all the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Sayyidina Imam al-Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and from Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to all the esteemed Ahlul Bayt that are present today as well, and to respect and to honor them. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. The translation that say, I do not ask you for any recompense for the message except love for our kinship. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is that? Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he writes that one meaning of this verse is that, O people, I teach you Islam, I convey to you goodness for your worldly life and for your hereafter as well. I do not ask you for any reward or recompense for this. However, I advise you regarding the love of my Ahlul Bayt. From this, it is known that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love for his relatives are among the fard duties of faith, compulsory duties of faith. And in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that no servant believes until I am more beloved to him than his own self, and my being is more beloved to him than his own being, and my progeny are more beloved to him than his own offspring, and my family are more beloved to him than his own family. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So love for the Ahlul Bayt is a consequence of love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we love the Ahlul Bayt, when we follow the Ahlul Bayt, when we respect and obey the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are respecting, we are obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, in another narration, it's mentioned from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that love Allah because he nourishes you with his blessings, with his ni'mah, and love me for the sake of Allah's love, and love my Ahlul Bayt for my sake. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, it is known that loving the Ashab, loving the companions alayhim ridwan, and loving the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a result of loving our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is the sign of a true believer? The sign of a true believer is what? The sign of a true believer is that his heart is filled with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign of a heart that loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that it also loves the noble companions alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt as well. And subhanallah, the result of combining all these connections is that the love for the companions and the Ahlul Bayt is a sign of being a Muslim. Subhanallah. That is why you and I, we must and we should, it is compulsory, as we have just heard, to love the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, let us listen to when you claim to love the Ahlul Bayt, when you claim to be a lover of the Ahlul Bayt, what does it truly entail? What does it truly mean? What does it take for you to be a true lover, for you to be a true ashiq of the Ahlul Bayt? You know, one day, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was delivering a lecture. And as he was delivering his lecture, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he arrived, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he completed his sermon, he completed his lecture, and he came down from the minbar, he came down from the pulpit. Now, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went onto the pulpit, onto the minbar, and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he said that my father told me that Allah Ta'ala says that below the leg of the arsh, there is a green tablet. And on that tablet, there is something written there. And that is, O group of the family of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever among you comes on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, testifying to La Ilaha Illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into Jannah, into paradise. And when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon hearing this, he asked that, O Abu Abdullah, O grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked him that, who is the group of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he replied and he said that those who do not speak ill of the two sheikhs. Who are the two sheikhs? They are Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, my father Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and O Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you as well. They are the group of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So it's apparent, it's clear that whoever respects the noble companions, the Ashab alayhim ridwan, including the first four Khulafa, and does not speak against Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is considered, and his title is the maternal uncle of the believers, they are true lovers of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, today you and I, we are here, we are alive, we are breathing, we are inhaling, exhaling, and at times we think that what would be our state on the day of Qiyamah? What would be our state on the bridge of Sirat? You know, that day, such a terrifying day where everyone would be worrying about their own self. Everyone would say, Nafsi, Nafsi, idhabu ila ghairi. Everyone would be so terrified. Some would be drowning in their own perspiration due to the amount of sins that they have committed. Such a terrifying day. And each and every one of us, wants to be under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us wants to have easiness on that day. And for you and I to gain that salvation, to gain that easiness, to gain that shade under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many ways, and one of the main ways is that it's mentioned in Ash-Shifa, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is a beautiful narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that recognizing the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is salvation from Jahannam, salvation from hell, and their love is ease on the bridge of Sirat, and good treatment towards them is security, safety from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is that? To love the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to treat them good, one who you know is a Sayyid, one who you know is from the Aal and family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to treat such a person well with love and muhabba and treating them kindly. So we have heard that the knowledge, like that is recognition and such as gaining information about them, understanding their value, etc., of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family, this is a means of salvation from Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Now, let's you and I educate ourselves, empower ourselves regarding knowledge of the offspring of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So over here, scholars are in agreement that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had four daughters, not three or five. But however, there is disagreement regarding the number of sons. And most scholars, they state that the total number of his pure offspring is seven. Among them are four daughters. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Ummi Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the sons, they are Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So all the sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they passed away at a very young age. And the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lived longer. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Ummi Kulthum radiallahu anhunna, they passed away during the worldly life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth daughter, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she lived on after the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from the offspring of the first three daughters, the lineage could not continue. It is only continued through Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. All the Sayyids in the world today are from the offspring of Sayyidina Imam al-Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is that, beauties of Madini channel? There are countless excellences, there are countless virtues, countless blessings for loving the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, there are also very, very severe warnings for holding malice and enmity towards the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person prays between the Kaaba and Maqam Ibrahim, fast there as well, and then dies with enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt, that person will enter the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Here it should also be remembered that if, ma'adallah, Allah forbid, if any Sayyid is involved in sins, even then disrespecting them is not permissible. Their respect will remain as the honor, for the esteemed Ahlul Bayt is not due to their personal standing. It's not due to their personal standing, but rather due to their connection and their relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, if any Sayyid is seen engaged in doing an action or committing such an act which is against the Sharia, then do not let any ill feeling against him enter your heart. Rather, politely invite him towards goodness, politely correct him in a loving way, in a humble way. You know, Imam Ibn Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes that there was an imam who used to really, you know, respect and he used to honor Sayyids. So someone asked him, why do you honor them so much? Why do you respect and honor the Sayyid so much? So this imam, he replied and he said, there was a Sayyid who used to be involved in useless activities, in futile activities. And when he passed away, my teacher did not lead his janazah salah. So later my teacher, he was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and his daughter Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was also with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what she did? She radiallahu ta'ala anha, she turned her face away from my teacher. And when my teacher respectfully asked and pleaded, she said that, is our honor not enough for you to respect our offspring? Meaning that if you found no goodness in our offspring, then we are respectful personalities. So revere our offspring based on our honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to honor and respect the Sayyids. May Allah ta'ala keep us true and respectful devotees and lovers of the companions and Ahlul Bayt, and always protect us from enmity and disrespect towards them. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.